Near where I live in Ohio, it costs more to buy a half gallon of organic milk than it does to buy a whole gallon of regular milk. So that circular green and white seal that says USDA organic better mean something. Mark Castell is director of the Cornucopia Institute. It's an organic industry watchdog group. He says over the past decade, more and more people are buying organic, and the market share has grown, so big business has moved in to get a piece of the action. Castell says some so-called organic cows were being raised on factory farms instead of on pastures.
You really can't milk 2,000 or 5,000 or 7,000 cows and move them back and forth every day, twice a day, to pasture and graze them as the organic law requires.
Castell says part of the problem with milk production was that the rules didn't specifically state how long cows had to be out on pasture. So some weren't getting any time eating grass and were still being certified organic. Castell was among those who complained to the folks at the USDA's National Organic Program about this.
Corporate investments in large factory farms that are gaming the system and kind of creating the illusion of practicing organics.
That's one reason why the Cornucopia Institute requested an audit of the National Organic Program.
We need the force of law to come down to make sure that the organic label still means something.
The USDA has responded. It started an audit of the organic program last year. At the same time, the program got more money and hired a new director. Miles McAvoy has inspected hundreds of organic farms and is now in charge of the National Organic Program. His first order of business was to help with that audit of the program. It found a lot of problems, but McAvoy is glad it was done.
Basically, the report is, to me, is a roadmap. It really outlines a lot of the fundamental problems that the National Organic Program has had. And so it enables us to focus on those areas that really need to be addressed right away.
The audit found that the organic program wasn't cracking down on producers that labeled their foods organic, even if they violated organic rules. It found that the program wasn't processing complaints in a timely way, and it wasn't doing a good job inspecting farms in foreign countries. That meant that products imported from China and elsewhere might have the organic label, but not have been inspected properly. McAvoy says the program just didn't have enough money before to do everything it was supposed to do.
Given the resources that the program had at the time, they did the best job that they could.
Until recently, the National Organic Program had only 8 people on staff. McAvoy plans to hire more than 20 this year, and his office has already addressed most of the issues from the audit. Organic watchdog Mark Castell is pleased with the direction of the program. He says even the issue of cow pasture has been resolved. Milk labeled organic must now come from cows that are allowed to graze at least 120 days each year. Castell says the problems have come from a few bad actors. He says people are willing to pay more for organics because they want to support certain types of farms.
I think that we're in a position now with the current administration in Washington where we'll be able to make sure that those promises are kept.
So the USDA certified organic label does mean something when you're handing over money to make sure animals and the land are treated better. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.